Well, let's turn to the third pillar of the New World Order, the Universal Declaration. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights is based on the principle, the fundamental principle of it is given in the phrase universal. The provisions of the Universal Declaration are to have equal standing. That is, there are no grounds for what is called relativism, self-serving relativism, a decision to selectively adopt one or another of the provisions. And there certainly are no grounds for the particularly ugly form of selective relativism, which involves appeal to the Universal Declaration as a weapon against enemies. There was a vast amount of discussion about this just about 5 years ago. There was a conference at Vienna in 1993 on the Universal Declaration. You look back at the press, many of you will remember, there was a deluge of impressive rhetoric which was praising Washington's courage in standing up against, in upholding the universality of the Universal Declaration against what were called third world relativists, you know, people who appeal to Asian values or other deviations from the sacred principles. Well, those are good principles, maybe even noble principles, and we can ask how well they have fared over the years, concentrating on the most important case, the most powerful state, the self-appointed guardian of global virtue, and defender of the universality of the Universal Declaration. And apart from those objective factors, the state that's, of course, most important for us, for the obvious reason that we share responsibility for what it does, either by lending support or by tacit acquiescence. Well, you look at the Universal Declaration, you find that its provisions fall into two major categories. The first is what are called civil and political rights. The second, what are called socioeconomic rights. Now let's start with the civil and political rights.